Ven.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to ride. And down and down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, love in a spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love. That old black magic called love.
Splendid, splendid. Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day is just 2 days off. Just around the corner, you might say, and many happy Hibernians, as well as other jolly souls, will celebrate by wearing the green, parading, whooping it up, exchanging boisterous blarney, and oh, just generally making it a big day in honor of the patron saint of Ireland. Of course, the day also carries a deep religious significance. Those, then, are the well-known aspects of St. Patrick's Day, but I wonder how many of us ever think of food in connection with this day. Oh, a belt or two of Irish, yeah, but what about the food? Now, would you care to guess what a typical St. Patrick's Day dinner would be in comparison with turkey and dressing and so forth on Thanksgiving and Christmas? Or ham and Easter, or potato salad, devil eggs, cold cuts, and watermelon on the 4th of July picnic, things like that? Would you like to hazard a guess? Or did you know that there was a typical or traditional Irish feast for St. Patrick's Day? Oh, there is, I'll tell you that. As usual, a typical St. Pat's dinner will be served at Kavanaugh's. That's the New York Irish landmark on West 23rd Street on the 17th. Now, Kavanaugh's loves old Ireland and loves to prove that there's more to the country than shamrocks, shillelaghs, and mulligan stew. And believe me, Kavanaugh's food proves it, too. Of course, anyone who's ever wielded a knife and fork in Ireland and tasted the wonderful beef, bacon, butter, ham, salmon, Dublin Bay shrimp and the real Irish potatoes knows that the old sod produces food that cannot be rivaled anywhere on the face of the earth. Now, this Irish dinner to be served at Kavanaugh's in New York will necessarily have some North American substitutions, but everything will still be grand, you can bet on that. And the harps will sing and the pipes will play. Now, stand by, will you? We're going to hit you with the menu. Let's start with Dublin Bay prawns. Not Irish, but fine shrimp from Florida. But the Killarney sauce is of Irish origin. And the Clare beef soup, with added marrow, is the Golden Vale soup from County Clare, Ireland's richest pasture land. Rare properties are attributed to this broth. It's said to fortify the inner man against a possible increased intake of the Iscibatha. Iscibatha being Gaelic for whiskey, in case you didn't know. Maybe the batha part means don't bathe in it. I wouldn't know. Well, the salmon is from Nova Scotia, but poached in the Irish way and served with sauce vert and Kerry blue potatoes. White potatoes from Maine. Next, roast saddle of lamb, done according to a special recipe straight from the Emerald Isle. Now then, make way for some baked ham. The ham is truly Limerick. You know the hams and bacon from Ireland, don't you? They're great. Now then, what'll we top this fine meal off with, huh? What dessert will we have there? Well, according to the chef at Cavanaugh's, it's going to be dairy apple tart. Wow, what a meal. What a meal. I may fly into New York just for dinner, but now I have a bit of an Irish song. It's a lovely one, too.
Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish. Won't you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause that little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing while the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Girls, how many different kinds of bulbs do you use in and around your house? Count them sometimes. You'll be amazed. Now, let me give you a clue as to how many of them were introduced by General Electric. Fluorescent lights in your kitchen, introduced by GE. Three-way bulbs in your reading lamp, courtesy of GE. Soft white bulbs in your vanity lamps, a GE development. It's not too surprising, really, when you think that General Electric comes out with a new or improved bulb on the average of every other working day. That's why it pays to look for the GE monogram when you buy bulbs. Put GE bulbs on your shopping list today. Stylish, buddy, and group. Stylish indeed. You know what tune I'd like to hear, Rosemary?
No, Ken. What's that?
In the middle of an island.
In the middle of an island, huh? That's a little rock and rolly for you, isn't it, Ken?
Oh, no. I'm very large with the rock and roll. I love it.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're so modern, Ken.
Well, I try to keep up.
Well, this is quite a song to keep up with.
Yeah, really bounces along, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, of course, I think that we should mention that Mr. Buddy Cole is very, very inspired on the organ part in this piece.
Yes, I love the way Buddy Cole played the organ the other day. Maybe we can coax him to do it again.
Oh, I think we can. He's very agreeable.
Here's In the Middle of an Island, folks.
Just the monkeys and the palm trees. In the middle of an island, plenty time to do some kissing, plenty time for lots of loving, and walking barefoot in the sand. So there's no island at all, just a picture on my wall. My
about time for a board of directors meeting, Bing.
Yes, it certainly is. We have a quorum. What's on the docket?
We have to select a duet. That's what.
Well, it's already been selected, Rosie. Buddy Cole found a good suggestion in the Chinese fortune cookie, of all places.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to,
but we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide,
and we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye. So I went back and kissed her. When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
It's gentle as a flower's smell, gentle as a tinkle bell. It's gentle, gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D to protect your hands. Lanolin D, the very essence of skin beauty, leaves your hands soft and lovely. Only Gentle Fell's clear golden liquid contains lanolin D. Dishes and glasses dry sparkling clean, never spotty or streaked. For a spotless reputation, Gentle Fell's, F-E-L-S, Fell's.
This is the theme song from David Selznick's epic motion picture, Gone with the Wind. My own true love, my own true love, at last I've found you, my own true love, no lips but yours, no arms but yours, will ever lead me through heaven's doors. I roam the earth in search of this, and I knew I'd know you by your kiss, by your kiss. You've shown true love, I'm yours forever, my own true love.
Today, friends.
But you can catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.